The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, okay. So one of the important teachers for us in our tradition is simplicity. And the Theravadan tradition that we're kind of part of, and the Insight tradition more particularly, is characterized by, in many ways, by a lot of simplicity. Simple lifestyle, simple way of being. There's not a lot of religious paraphernalia and a lot of ritual and that goes on. And there's often an understanding, appreciation, that simplicity is a very effective and powerful teacher. And there's a number of ways in which there's a teacher for us. One is that it teaches us when we're not simple. So we can very easily get very complicated about things, complicated about ourselves, our relationship to others, our relationship to spiritual practice, many things. And like meditation practice, it's possible to get all worked up, you know, what you're supposed to do, what's supposed to happen, and it gets very complicated, you know. And some of the instructions that we give in meditation practice, if you try to hold them all together at the same time and try to do them and find your way through them, you'd probably get a headache. And so to keep in mind simplicity, and then notice when things are not simple. And then who's responsible for that lack of simplicity? Is there a lack of simplicity externally? Maybe there is. It can be a complicated world to live in. But are we complicated in how we relate to it? Can we be simple in the midst of all the difficulty? And so it isn't that necessarily you're supposed to always be simple, but to use simplicity as a standard, a reference point, to help understand yourself, to put a question mark next to how you are, what you're doing, what you're trying to do. And it's particularly valuable, I believe, in meditation practice, because meditation practice unfolds the best, the easiest for most people, when it's kept really simple. Ways it's not kept simple is to be goal-oriented, try to make something happen, to have all kinds of expectations of what it's supposed to look like, what you're supposed to accomplish, how you're supposed to fix, you know, fix what's going on, get rid of things. One of the simplest ways of being in meditation practice is just to offer your simple presence for what's happening, simple attention to what's happening. And it's really remarkable how much healthy life can emerge out of the simplicity of just being present for our experience. When we try to control our experience, we try to push it away, we try to fix it, try to improve on it, sometimes we can succeed in doing those things. But even when we succeed, there's a way in which it can put an overlay on top of the natural unfolding of our experience. And it's quite something to settle back, be present. It requires a lot of presence, simple presence, and then watch what unfolds as a consequence of that. To watch that there is an unfolding. There is almost like a natural way in which things change. So, and sometimes they don't change if we're trying to change them. So if you're tense and you tensely try to stop being tense, you might actually get more tense. One of the ways to get untense is to not be worked up about it, not be bothered by your tension, and just be present and hold it there. And then in that presence, things can begin to unwind and relax. And part of the reason this works is that most of the problems we have in our life, the problems that we feel experientially in ourselves, we feel kind of upset or angry or frightened or tense or something, those kind of inner experiences of feeling troubled come because of something we're doing, some activity that we're doing, clinging, resisting, doing something. And it's an antidote to simply be present in an open-handed way to what's there, be very simple, to offer our presence to it, so that we're no longer actively interfering or doing those things. And then, if we are doing them, and we hold them in that simple way, they have a chance to relax, to unfold, to unwind, to do what they need to do. Well, the other way that simplicity can be a teaching is it can remind us of the question, why do I think this has to be as complicated as it is? Perhaps situations you find yourself in, maybe you don't have to see them as complicated. Maybe you don't have to approach them as this, you know, that you need to get a degree in quantum physics in order to solve these interpersonal problems. That it can just be, you know, maybe it's enough to offer simple presence. There's a form of therapy called family systems therapy, having to do with family as a system. So the way it works in family systems therapy is that if someone is designated as the family problem, the person with the psychological problems, and family systems therapy doesn't see it as an individual has a problem, but sees it as something is off in this family system, and the person who has a so-called psychological problem is the canary in the mine shaft. So, you know, they're just the ones that are most sensitive, have the weakest link for the particular system of the family, not that they're the ones who's the problem. And so they try to look at the whole family as a system and see what needs to adjust and change. But one of the axioms of family systems therapy is that if one person can practice non-reactive awareness, it moves the whole system to health, towards health. And that's nice in a teaching of simplicity, because many people think that their families are complicated. And maybe they are, but there's something about the non-reactive awareness, the simplicity of just being present, that can help shift and change the dynamic of a family. So I think it happens for ourselves as an individual, it happens in the family, it often happens in a group, in a community we're in. I've been in larger group gatherings that have been out of control, chaotic, and it's really clear that one or two people who stay calm and alert and present, how that seems to settle everybody else down. So it's a principle that works on many different scales, that this teaching of simplicity, simple presence. So I would encourage you to take on as one of your teachers simplicity, whatever simplicity means for you. And see if there's some way that maybe the situation doesn't call for simplicity, but by having simplicity as a reference point, you'll be wiser and more understanding of what's needed. And my guess is that more often than not, you'll discover that less is needed than more. So that's what I have for today. Thank you. So...